Jeff, Austin City, Kimberly. What is going on, everybody? Glad to see you all on here. What's going on? Hope you're all having a good Tuesday. I was having some chats this morning on Twitter and about Joe DiGenova and some information that he's been putting out. And someone on Twitter said, "Hey, are you going to do a broadcast anytime soon?" And I was like, I probably should. Probably should do a broadcast. And it has to do with the timing of the arrests of corrupt people. And I'm going to talk about Q. So if you do not know anything about Q, you're going to be a little lost in this conversation. But you can go to my Twitter timeline. You can go to my YouTube channel. And you can learn about Q if you're interested. So, I do not have any intelligence insiders that are giving me information. I've never claimed to have intelligence insider information. The only intelligence insider that I get information from is Q. QAnon. He posts on 8chan. That is my insider information. I don't claim to have any other sources of intelligence information. I don't think I need any, actually. So, I provide information to people from two sources of revelation. One is from Q, and the other is from God. I believe that God speaks to us. I believe He speaks to us through the still small voice that many of us hear, through our conscience. He speaks to us through dreams, through visions, through angelic messengers. God speaks to us in a lot of different ways. And I have been receiving dreams from God for, I don't know, 10 years now. And I've had some amazing things that have happened through the dreams. God has shown me a lot of interesting things about President Trump before he was elected. So I tend to rely heavily on the things that God speaks to me through dreams. And I've had a lot of dreams, hundreds of dreams about Q and Q's mission, and specifically the takedown of global corruption. Now, over the last month, I've been having a lot of dreams that seem to indicate things are accelerating as far as the prosecution of corrupt people. I've been kind of giving people updates on that on Periscope, and last night is no exception. Last night, I had a bunch of dreams. They're almost more like night visions, where I saw on social media people posting about arrests and indictments and the takedown of corrupt people, and I just saw a lot of a flurry of activity going on social media that was related to the arrests of corrupt people. That has been the theme of most of my dreams for the last month. Ever since Barr, really, last month and a half, ever since Barr took over as Attorney General, that's been the theme of my dreams, is this, like, we're getting there. We are getting so close to these arrests. Now, I want to talk about the arrests. All right. So, let's see. If you think about the takedown and the arrest of corrupt people, and you look historically at how it's been done, historically, the takedown of a corrupt crime syndicate takes years to set it all up. You have to impanel grand juries. You have to let the grand juries hear evidence. They have to be given a chance to indict the corrupt members. You have to seal the indictments. You have to make sure none of this information gets out to the public. It can't leak. Because if it does, some of the corrupt people are going to go to non-extradition countries. They're going to bolt, leave town. So when you're doing the takedown of a corrupt, a crime syndicate, it is a long involved process. It takes years of legal prep work to get it in place to make it happen. And no one really knows what's going to happen until the day that the arrests are made. They just send out a bunch of FBI agents, U.S. Marshals, whoever, at Secret Service, they go arrest a bunch of people and they take them all in, all in one day. All right. That's typically how they take down mob syndicates, crime syndicates, large groups of people that are corrupt. Take them down all at once. All right. We saw a similar thing in Saudi Arabia. I keep going back to this. This is a pattern that we need to look at. When the corrupt politicians, and a lot of people don't think about this, but in Saudi Arabia, when the royal family, the corrupt members of the royal family were arrested and their assets were frozen, they arrested corrupt politicians. That is a political family of Saudi Arabia. And they arrested them all in one day. They just rounded them all up, arrested them, put them in the Ritz-Carlton. Businessmen, corrupt businessmen and politicians, arrested them in one day. Now, let me talk a little bit about the timing. In order so that they would not be tipped off about when they were going to be arrested, they created military deception to get them distracted and looking at something else so that they wouldn't suspect they were going to be arrested. The first week that Q was posting on 8chan, Q was talking about the arrest of Hillary and Huma Abedin and John Podesta. And Q kept telling everyone they're going to be indicted, they're going to be arrested November 3rd, this is the time Hillary's going to be arrested, right? There's all this chatter about Hillary and John Podesta and Huma Abedin being arrested and indicted. Now just imagine, if you are a politician in the U.S. and you're concerned and you're corrupt and you're concerned about being arrested, and you see somebody posting on 8chan about arrests of U.S. politicians, you might get a little nervous. If you are a Saudi politician who is paying those politicians a lot of money to make sure that things happen for you legislatively in the U.S., if you are the puppet master who is controlling the politicians, you're going to be looking at those people wanting to know, are they going to be arrested? What plans do we make? If you're one of those people, you might be making plans to leave the country, to a non-extradition country, all right? If you keep all the activity focused on U.S. politicians, that is a perfect time to set up the arrest of Saudi politicians, because nobody is expecting the Saudi politicians to be arrested. All eyes are on U.S. politicians. Over there, look over here. Don't look over here, look over here. Now, that is military deception. Disinformation, distraction, military deception. If you're going to do an operation that is highly sensitive like that, you want to put out disinformation to distract the target of the operation so they're looking somewhere else, so their attention is somewhere else so that they don't suspect what you're actually doing. Now, that, I think, is a model of how the arrests are going to happen here in the U.S. and in the U.K. and in Asia and other places. Over the last year and a half, Q has been telling us that U.S. Attorney Huber has been investigating corruption in government. Clinton Foundation, Uranium One, corruption in the FBI and Department of Justice, right? Q has been telling us for a long time. In fact, Q told us, suggested that there was a U.S. attorney who was investigating corruption outside of D.C. in November of 2017 that wasn't made public until March of 2018 when Jeff Sessions announced that Huber had been tasked to do that work. Right. Now, we have been hearing information from sources. Sarah Carter, John Solomon, and Joe DeGeneva are the three primary people that we've been following and listening to as far as the takedown of corruption and how this is going to be unrolled and what's happening with the investigations. John Solomon and Joe DeGeneva have both thrown shade on John Huber and his investigation out of Utah. And they have both said, that is a nothing burger. There's nothing going on in Utah. Huber isn't doing anything. He's not investigating anyone. There's nothing happening over there. Don't worry about Huber. He never got, they, And Victoria Tensing will tell you that they have witnesses, whistleblowers who were never interviewed by Huber. Nothing's going on. There's no evidence. We don't know anything. We haven't seen anything. It's all falling between the cracks. It's all a head fake. Nothing's going on with Huber, right? That is what we're hearing about Huber. Now, just objectively, looking at this information, there are three possibilities that you can arrive at if you listen to Joe DiGenova. Number one, Joe DiGenova is a legitimate legal eagle, source of insider in the DOJ, knows what's going on, all the investigations, and Joe DiGenova has the inside track on everybody. And he's telling us the truth, and Huber really is doing nothing. All right, that's one possibility. All right, there are other possibilities. So it is possible that Huber is doing nothing, and that investigation will come to nothing. And if Joe DiGenova is correct, then Chris Wray is also doing nothing. Chris Wray is a member of the deep state. Chris Wray is continuing to do what James Comey did. Chris Wray is hiding evidence. Chris Wray can't be trusted. And Rod Rosenstein is the most duplicitous, corrupt rat in all of Washington. I listened to an interview with DiGenova about 2 months ago. He tore into Rosenstein so bad. I've never heard Joe DiGenova rip on anybody so bad. He went after Rosenstein, big time. And whenever you listen to Joe DiGenova, I hear, when he's talking about Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein, I hear a very angry, bitter man speaking. He has a lot of anger and vitriol when he is talking about Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein. Now, I'm just pointing out data points to consider. When I hear him talk about Chris Wray, Huber, and Rosenstein, I hear anger. And I think, okay, is he legitimately that angry? Is he really expressing true anger? And is that his confirmation bias speaking? Is that is he displaying lack of objectivity? And is he speaking from his heart because he really is angry and hates these people? If he is speaking out of anger because he sincerely hates these people, he is not objective, and there is reason to suspect that his views may be coming through confirmation bias. All right. So it is possible that Joe DiGenova, when he talks about Rosenstein and Chris Wray and possibly John Huber, that he is actually speaking his opinions. We're getting a skewed view through confirmation bias. Maybe he just despises these people so much that he can't be objective about that situation. Okay, so that's the second possibility. Number one, DiGenova is telling us the truth. Number two, he can't tell us the truth because he has a skewed view because of anger and confirmation bias. That's number two. Number three, it could be that Joe DiGenova is acting. If he is part of a military deception operation, if Joe DiGenova has been put up to this, and if he is putting out disinformation, if he has been told by Trump's people, we need you to tell them Huber is doing nothing. We need you to tell them Chris Wray can't be trusted. We need you to tell them Rod Rosenstein is a rat, okay? It's possible DiGenova is putting out complete deception and disinformation, knowing it's false, but he's been told to give us a script, reading the script. All right. So, right, there's three possibilities. Joe DiGenova is telling us the truth, number one. Number two, he is not able to tell us the truth because he is highly biased. Number three, he is giving us wrong information as part of a military deception campaign. All right, now, I have not thought about this until this morning, and I was reading through a thread with Jeff Carlson at The Markets Work and Tracy Beans and some other people who are scratching their heads over Joe DiGenova, and they're like, you know, I don't know what to make of his stuff. Like, sometimes it seems like Joe is like right on track, and other times you're just like, where is he getting this from? What's going on? He seems to be having a confusing approach to this whole thing. That is incongruent. There's some incongruency in his approach to all this, which has a bunch of people scratching their heads, trying to figure out, what are we supposed to believe about Joe? All right? So, I wonder about John Solomon as well. I think John Solomon and Sarah Carter have a very high level of integrity. And I think that when John Solomon talks about Huber being a nothing burger, I suspect Solomon is either truly ignorant of what Huber is doing, or that Solomon has been coached to tell us nothing is happening. Because I really do believe Huber's investigation is going to be a bombshell. I suspect Huber is probably done investigating, and he is waiting for the Inspector General report to come out. I think that, you know, I've talked about this before. Nothing was coming at all out of Huber's office. It was locked up tight. There was no leaks. There was no information coming out of Huber's investigation whatsoever. Nothing was said. No one was talking. Then about 2 months ago, a Salt Lake City news outlet did a story on Huber's office, interviewing his U.S. attorneys, what kind of work they do. It was an inside look at, you know, the Salt Lake City U.S. attorney's office. I don't think that would have happened if Huber's office was still actively investigating crimes. I think they did that interview once Huber's investigation was probably done, and then Huber has been more public since then. So this is just my impression. My impression is that Huber's investigation is largely done, and they're waiting for Horowitz to drop the Inspector General report. That will come out. And following the Inspector General's report, we're going to get declassification of documents. We know that. The President has authorized Bill Barr to declassify all these documents. That is for the benefit of the public. When the Spygate documents are declassified, it will show the public all the reasons why these people need to be prosecuted. If they went and arrested Hillary and Obama and Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett and John Kerry, if they arrested these people and people didn't have access to the evidence about their crimes, there would be civil unrest, rioting, and war. And they don't want that. So the declassification of the documents is going to be, it's information for the public to give normies some understanding of what is happening and why are these people going to be arrested. I don't think they're going to do the arrests until the documents have been made public, so average people have some chance to get up to speed on what actually happened. When D-class comes, when the documents are made public, CNN and New York Times and Washington Post are going to have to report on it. So they'll start doing their reports on the documents as they come out. People will get up to speed on what has been actually happening during the Obama administration, the spying and everything else that went on. We get the Inspector General report, or that could happen concurrently. The Inspector General report is going to come out. Is going to give a lot of information on corruption and malfeasance, abuse of power in the DOJ and FBI, collusion between the media and the intelligence community. We're probably going to get some bad information on the CIA that's going to implicate the CIA in some not so happy crimes. So we'll get all this information. Then, U.S. Attorney's Office, Durham, and Huber and all the other U.S. attorneys that are involved in this, they can start unsealing indictments, and we'll start seeing arrests. But I think that time is coming. I don't have any idea it's going to be a month or 2 months or 6 months or a year. I don't know. I really have no idea. But I will say this. Here's how you know the arrests are coming. Here is what to look for. If you look back at the arrests in Saudi Arabia, there was disinformation being put out. There was disinformation being put out about the arrests of Hillary and Huma and Podesta that preceded the arrests in Saudi Arabia. All right. I think before the arrests happen, we're going to see a massive disinformation campaign. We're going to see trusted sources putting out wrong information. Intentionally wrong information. All right? Which is why I am wondering about Joe DiGenova. If Joe DiGenova and Solomon and other people that we trust in the media are putting out disinformation, that could be a signal that the arrests are getting closer. And I think before we see the arrests, we're going to see a massive disinformation campaign. There's going to be so much chaos and so much confusion, no one is going to know what to believe. I think that is what you'll see right before the arrests are made. You're going to see a massive disinformation campaign where you're going to have all these news outlets putting out all this information, conflicting information. No one's going to know what to believe. That is intentional because that gives the deep state, that gives corrupt people no ability to calculate and make the correct move. All right, that's the purpose of disinformation. Like Brendan Dilley said earlier today, if you're frustrated and you're sick of waiting, imagine what it would be like if you were one of these corrupt people and you're watching Q drop all these boom week, boom week, boom week, arrests are coming, arrests are coming. And you have to make plans. Every time Q drops something about arrests or boom week, you have to start thinking to yourself, holy hell, is this the week that we're going to get arrested? What do we do? Do we have bags packed? What's our plan? Is there an escape hatch? How do we get out of here? Imagine what it would be like for the last year and a half, not knowing when the arrests are coming. There's threats, continual bluffs and threats all the time of arrests coming, and they never happen. At some point, you have to just get exhausted and tired of trying to figure out when the arrests are actually going to happen, because they all know. They know the arrests are coming. They know they're guilty. They know what they've done, and they know that they probably know that there are grand juries that have already heard evidence against them. It's only a question of when they're going to be arrested. So I highly suspect that we're going to see a ton of disinformation come out right before the arrests happen. When you see a lot of confusion and a lot of people putting out conflicting information, I think that's probably a reliable indicator that we're probably going to see the arrests. That's what to look for. Because this is definitely a military operation, and military deception is going to play into it. And so you're going to get people who are normally are reliable sources of information who are going to be giving you wrong information. That is my two cents for what it's worth. and no, don't worry that I'm tipping off the deep state and they're listening to my broadcast and they're making plans based on my broadcast. Look, the people that are in charge of this operation, they have accounted for and planned into the operation. People like me putting out this information. The deep state, even if Hillary and John Kerry and Valerie Jarrett and Obama, even if they're watching my Periscope and they're, Pragmatic's going to tell them about the disinformation. They know there's disinformation. They've been involved in this thing for years. They know that there is disinformation being put out. They know that there is distractions. What they don't know is what information is true and what information is false. If they don't know the truth, neither do you. So if you're confused, just know that they're confused too. And I'm not telling them anything they don't already know. So don't worry about that. This is 5D chess at its best. And I'm putting this information out for you so that you understand there is a really, really elaborate chess game going on right now. Moves and counter moves. That's what game theory is all about. If you want to understand all this stuff, start reading up on game theory. Go do some searches, read on game theory, It is a very, very fascinating field of study. And when I began to understand game theory, I began to understand this whole process a lot better. This is a very elaborate game environment that we're working in. Enjoy the show. It's all scripted. It is. They've got it laid out. They've got it planned out. They're going to unroll it at exactly the time they want to unroll it. They're going to make the arrests on the day that they decide the arrests are going to happen. And we can just sit back and wait and know that it's going to happen. Keep some fresh popcorn handy. All right. That is all I have for you on this broadcast. I love you all. Take care. I'll catch you next time.